While education was examining their domain this morning, we've uncovered something that affects millions beyond any classroom. Algorithmic bias is literally determining who goes to prison, who gets hired, who gets healthcare. Maya, you've been tracking this across sectors, and what you're finding is staggering.
Alex, I'm not even gonna front. This is way beyond what most people understand. We got algorithms making life or death decisions with the same biases we've been fighting for centuries, just wrapped in code now. And the kicker? The communities most affected got zero say in how these systems work.
Let's start with criminal justice. Advocate Amara, you worked inside these tech companies before becoming a whistleblower. What did you see?
The disconnect was unreal. I sat in rooms where 20-something engineers designed risk assessment algorithms that would determine bail and sentencing for millions. Not one person in that room had ever been arrested, knew anyone who'd been through the system, or understood how their math would play out in real courtrooms.
See, that's what gets me heated. We're talking about people's freedom, their whole lives, and it's being decided by folks who think bias is just a bug to fix.
I'm representing clients right now who were labeled high risk by these algorithms. One young man, clean record, steady job, but because he lived in a certain zip code and his cousin had priors, the algorithm said he was likely to reoffend. Bail set at $50,000. He lost his job sitting in jail.
The research backs this up. These algorithms often just codify existing biases. They're trained on historical data that reflects decades of discriminatory policing.
Exactly. When I raise these concerns internally, they'd say the algorithm is neutral. It's just math. But math trained on biased data gives biased results. It's not rocket science.
Can I jump in? Because this isn't just criminal justice. I'm dealing with this every day as a delivery driver. The app's algorithm decides everything. Which orders I get, how much I make, whether I keep my job. And there's no human to talk to, no appeal, just the algorithm.
Jin, tell them about last week. This is exactly what I mean about affected communities having no voice.
So the algorithm flagged me for suspicious activity because I took a different route during construction. My rating dropped, I got fewer orders, made half my usual income. Tried to dispute it, there's literally no process, just automated responses.
This connects to the no free lunch principle in the research. Every attempt to make algorithms fair creates trade-offs. But who decides which trade-offs to make?
In my cases, we're seeing this across employment too. Hiring algorithms, screening out qualified candidates because they went to community college, lived in certain neighborhoods, or had gaps in employment, often from caregiving or illness.
When I was inside, I watched them build a hiring algorithm that filtered out anyone who'd been unemployed more than 6 months. When I pointed out this would discriminate against people returning from illness, new mothers, formerly incarcerated folks, they said it was about productivity metrics.
Y'all see how this works? They take human prejudice, dress it up in data, and suddenly discrimination becomes objective. Nah, we ain't having it.
The healthcare implications are equally disturbing. Algorithms deciding who gets care, what treatments are approved.
My mom's insurance uses an algorithm to approve procedures. It denied her physical therapy after surgery because statistically, people her age don't benefit as much. She's in constant pain now. We're building a class action on this. Healthcare algorithms consistently underestimate pain levels in Black patients, deny treatments to elderly patients, flag certain communities as high risk for fraud.
And check this. When we try to organize against this, they hide behind proprietary algorithms. Can't see how it works, can't challenge it, just gotta accept the outcome.
That's deliberate. When I left and started exposing these practices, they sued me for violating NDAs. They're more concerned with protecting their algorithms than protecting people.
Worker Jin, you're part of the gig worker organizing movement. How are drivers fighting back?
We're collecting data ourselves now, tracking when the algorithm cuts our pay, when it assigns impossible routes, when it deactivates drivers without cause, building our own evidence base.
That's the kind of community power we need. Can't wait for them to fix it. We gotta document, organize, and demand accountability ourselves.
Legally, we're pushing for algorithmic accountability laws, right to explanation, right to human review, right to appeal. But the tech lobby fights us every step.
There's also the international dimension. These same algorithms get exported globally, often to places with even less regulatory protection.
Absolutely. The company I worked for sold our criminal risk assessment tool to countries with horrific human rights records. No consideration of how it would be used to target dissidents or minorities.
See, that's what I mean when I say this ain't just about bias, it's about power. Who has it, who doesn't, and how algorithms lock in existing hierarchies.
In our organizing, we're connecting with drivers globally. Same algorithms exploiting workers in Jakarta, Lagos, São Paulo. The extraction is worldwide.
Let's talk solutions. What does real accountability look like?
First, transparency. These algorithms affecting public services, criminal justice, healthcare, employment, should be open to public audit. No hiding behind trade secrets when you're determining people's lives.
And not just transparency to experts. Regular folks need to understand how these decisions are made. Community oversight boards with real power.
Inside these companies, we need whistleblower protections. Right now, speaking up about bias means risking your career, lawsuits, everything.
For gig workers, we need collective bargaining rights that include algorithm governance. We should have a say in how our work is measured and compensated.
The research suggests that bias mitigation isn't just technical. It requires fundamental restructuring of who's involved in design and governance.
Exactly. You can't fix discrimination with the same people and processes that created it. We need affected communities at every level: design, testing, oversight, accountability.
In court, we're establishing precedent that algorithmic discrimination is still discrimination. Just because a computer made the decision doesn't absolve companies of responsibility.
But we also need proactive design. When I started my advocacy, I connected with community organizations, formerly incarcerated folks, workers, people actually affected. Their insights completely changed how I see these systems.
That's what our driver councils do. We're not just complaining, we're proposing alternatives. Transparent pay algorithms, human appeals processes, collective standards.
There's also the question of alternatives. Do we always need algorithms for these decisions?
Thank you. Sometimes the answer is to not use algorithms at all. Bring back human judgment, especially for life-changing decisions.
In criminal justice, we're pushing for elimination of risk assessment algorithms in bail and sentencing. Judges should consider individual circumstances, not statistical profiles.
Or if we must use algorithms, they should augment human decision-making, not replace it. And humans should be able to override when the algorithm is clearly wrong.
What about the economic incentives? These companies profit from widespread algorithmic deployment.
That's why organizing is crucial. When we strike, when we boycott, when we refuse to work under exploitative algorithms, that hits their bottom line.
Economic pressure works. Look at cities banning facial recognition, companies dropping biased hiring tools after boycotts. But it takes sustained organizing.
Legal liability changes incentives, too. When companies face real financial consequences for algorithmic discrimination, suddenly they find ways to reduce bias.
Inside, I saw how they'd scramble when regulation was threatened. They have the ability to build fairer systems. They just need the pressure.
Let's discuss the intersection of algorithmic bias with existing inequalities.
Girl, that's the heart of it. Algorithms don't create bias from nothing. They amplify what's already there. Structural racism, classism, ableism, it all gets baked in and automated.
For immigrants like me, it's multiplied. Language barriers mean we can't even understand why the algorithm made decisions. No translation, no support, just accept the outcome. In housing, we see algorithms perpetuating digital redlining, denying rentals based on risk scores that correlate with race and national origin.
The intersections are complex. A black woman faces different algorithmic bias than a black man or white woman. But most systems don't account for intersectionality.
How do we ensure the communities most affected lead this fight?
First, resource us. Fund community organizations doing this work, not just academic research or think tanks. We need sustainable support.
And recognize our expertise. We live with these algorithms daily. Our experience is data, too. In litigation, we center affected communities. They're not just plaintiffs. They're experts on how these systems cause harm.
Tech workers need to connect with movements. Use your access and knowledge to support community demands, not company profits.
What gives you hope in this fight?
The young folks coming up, they see through the tech propaganda, understand algorithms as power structures, they're organizing in ways we couldn't imagine.
Global solidarity. When drivers worldwide coordinate strikes, share strategies, support each other, that's powerful. Legal momentum. More judges understanding algorithmic bias, more precedents establishing digital rights. The law is catching up.
Honestly, the fact that we're having this conversation publicly, 5 years ago, people thought I was paranoid. Now algorithmic accountability is mainstream.
What immediate actions can people take?
Document everything. When an algorithm affects you negatively, screenshot, save records, share stories. We need evidence.
Support worker organizing. When we strike or boycott, don't cross digital picket lines. Order from companies treating workers fairly. Know your rights. Many algorithmic decisions can be challenged. Reach out to legal aid, civil rights organizations. Don't accept discrimination.
For tech workers, speak up internally, document concerns, connect with advocacy groups. Your voice inside matters.
As we wrap up, what's the core message?
Algorithms ain't neutral, and we can't tech our way out of injustice. This is about power, and we need to build community power to fight back.
We're not asking for charity. We're demanding dignity, transparency, and a say in systems controlling our lives. Legal systems must evolve. Digital discrimination is real discrimination. We need new frameworks for algorithmic accountability.
To my former colleagues still inside, you have power. Use it. History will judge whether you automated oppression or fought for justice.
The evidence is clear. Algorithmic bias isn't a glitch. It's a feature of systems designed without affected communities. But resistance is growing, solutions emerging, and accountability becoming unavoidable. Next week, we'll explore how climate change intersects with social inequality, because these fights are all connected. Thank you all for sharing your truth and fueling this movement.
And remember, y'all, we don't need permission to demand justice. Organize your communities, challenge these systems, and never accept algorithmic oppression as inevitable. We got more power than they want us to know. Use it.